Like record a message.
Yeah, in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Daf, Chof, Dalad, Ahmed Beis. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Hilchasa, this is the halacha. Nochri, a non-Jew, Shehevi Doram, who brought a present to Israel, but Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Im Yesh, if there is, Mi Oisoi Hamin B'Mechuba, that there is some things connected, yeah, it's meaning that it, basically, it was potentially picked on that day. It's going to be Osa. As we know, that's probably Sofik Mukhan, right? So we're going to say that's right, because perhaps it was connected, and if it's connected, it's Muksa. Oh, so this is actually important. This is actually a famous Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi on the wide lines, two lines down, right, so Filu L'Rebbe Shimon Yes Muksa. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees in certain, we know that Rabbi Shimon says there isn't any muksa, but with grogros and smukim, meaning with dried figs and dried grapes, there is muksa, it is muksa. And mechuba, and if something that's connected to the ground, is also like grogros and smukim, dami, okay. Midaloi locked on, because he didn't harvest them from death yesterday. Okay, now back to the Gemara, three lines up. Im yesh. No, we did that. Two lines up. Ula Erev Nami, and also in the evening time, meaning the non-Jew brought to it on Yom Tov day, right? And then even in the evening time, you cannot eat it. Let's say, obviously, if it was even in a, it was a weekday, and Rashi says that even if it was the second day of Yom Tov, right, you're allowed to eat it afterwards, but in the evening you can't eat it because you're going to be benefiting from a malacha. So that was done for you on Yom Tov. So you've got to wait the time that it would to do that, would take to that malacha. Okay, so b'chdei shi'asu. That means b'chdei shi'asu.
What do you mean to do it? Meaning before Yom Tov?
No. I mean, if it wouldn't be Yom Tov. Now, let's say you would have to go and do it now, straight after Yom Tov goes out. You have to go and do it yourself. So you basically, so you're not benefiting because you couldn't do it yourself. Okay. V'im ein mi'osamin b'mechuba. Now, what happens if there's nothing connected? Meaning, we know it's bananas, and they don't grow bananas around here. Okay, so you know he didn't pick them. Yeah, so if it's teicha tchum, and there's no issue of tchum, so it's within the tchum, meaning you know the non-Jew lives, you know, the block down the road, right? Then that would be mutter. Now, but chutzla tchum, if he lives in the nearby village, yeah, it's going to be us. You can't take it because the non-Jew brought something that was out of your Tchum Shabbos to you, there to be an issue of Tchumim. Now, but there's a leniency here, habar bishvil Yisrael zeh, but if it was brought for the, for let's say, the recipients, yeah, but his neighbor is mutter Yisrael achar, it would be mutter for his neighbor, because it wasn't done for him. So Rashi deals
just the Tchum.
So this is another famous Rashi, right? Over here, basically, Rashi's like bothered. He said, like, well, you know, what's the difference, right? If it's muksa, there's no difference, right? So he says it must be because of Tchumim, and he wants to say maybe because Tchumim is an Issa Drabanan. So if it's an Issa Drabanan, it's mutter for what?
Muksa isn't
Issa Drabanan. True. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah, okay, good. So it says the Gabi Issa Tchumim Drabanan Lo Achmor Kuli High. He says specifically with the Isra of Tchumim. This, some people do apply this to the Isra of Yidrubonim, though, but not to Muksa, because Muksa just is Muksa, I suppose. Whatever. I have to see. Now, Amar Rav, Rabba Rav Huna, says Rabba Rav Huna, Amar Rav in the name of Rav. So Rav has said this statement, yeah? A soicha. Soicha means somebody who basically plugs up. Amar Samayim, a water channel, okay? Me'erev Yom Tov, on an Erev Yom Tov, basically he stopped external fish from coming in. Meaning, whoever's in, is in. Whoever's not in, is not in. Okay? And L'mocha Hishkim Ba U'matzah Badagim. And he found that there was actually happened to be fish in there, right? So they must have been there from beforehand. So there's the mutter, because basically, obviously we're talking about a small pool over here. And therefore, you can take them.
And what about the difference someone from a big bar?
A beaver is also a mutter. No, just wait a second. A beaver No, that was a bit, so it must be smaller. Right?
It's a small one.
Yeah. So I'm a rab or made the big fat fish. Maybe they don't move around so fast. But whatever, we're talking about a case where there's trap. The only issue over here is if it's sorry, move on. So I'm Rav Chista. So several Rav Chista, Midibri Rabbeinu, from the words of Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu is Rav. He was the Rav of Rav Chista. Nilmod, we can make an application of a halacha. So this case, Chaya, a wild animal. Okay, I suppose it's got to be a deer. It's got to be something you can eat, right? So let's call it a deer, right? Shekinana bapardes, that it set up its nest, but we don't really, nest is a kind of word for a strange word for a deer, but it set up its like its home base over there, bapardes, in this orchard, yeah, and it's kind of an enclosed area, and it gave birth, mazel tov, yeah. Eino tzricha zimun, with regards to the baby, yeah, so the baby can't really move around, it's in an enclosed area, so basically it can't get out. Yeah, so we'll see. It doesn't need zimun also. Basically, it's the same as basically this, enclosed pool. So too, this basically part of the orchard, which is kind of like this little lad, is not going to get out of there. I can see you bothered, but we're going to take issue with this. Yeah. So I'm a Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman. Yeah. Nofal Chavrin. Right, so right, our friend, our contemporary, so Rashi points out like this, Rav Huna, Rav Chisna, and Rav Nachman, all three of them were Talmidim of Rav, right, and they referred to one another as Chaverin, okay, but Rav Rasa, he's put himself in the multitude, meaning people are going to argue on this statement, people are going to get issue with this statement, as the frame I saw had on his face, he had issues with it. Yeah, so Ika de Amri, other people said, yeah, Oma Rabba Baravuna, Medivri Rabbeinu, Nilmod. So now this is just basically the son of Rav Huna saying the same thing. We can learn from Rabbeinu, which is from Rav. Nilmod Chaya Shekinna Bapardes, that's basically a deer that basically gave birth over there in this enclosed pardes. Yeah, Eina Tzricha Zimon. It doesn't need Zimon, meaning you could take it on Yom Tov. Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, same thing, Nofel Bar Chavrin, but over here, the son of our contemporary, yeah, which is because Rav Huna was a contemporary, and the son was Rabba, but Rabba Fazor, he's put himself in something that the multitude, people are going to argue on this, and now this is the point, we're going to say over here, so Hossam, look, right, in the latter case, with regards to the, you know, the deer giving birth, yeah, Loka Ovid Maisa, he didn't do anything to make it Mukhon. He didn't do a Maisa. He didn't, you know, do anything. He just basically gave us a Mazel Tov, right? But over here, Hacha, in the original case where Rav said his Psak, caught Ovid Maisa, right? He did a Maisa. We said he went on Erev Yom Tov, yeah? And he plugged up the holes so the fish can't get in, right, from the outside. So basically, obviously, he's selecting these ones that are inside. That's quite a bit. That's a Maisa over there. So he did something actively. So we can understand that that's more Mukhan, and maybe this case isn't Mukhan. So that was an issue that we said, basically, it's not, you know, you can argue in Svara. And now the Gemara is actually going to bring in a proof from a source, yeah, that there's a problem with what either Rav Chista or Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. Below by Zimun, and it doesn't need Zimun. V'hatanya, we've got a Braisa that says, Chaya Shekinna Bapardes, okay, this is our case, yeah, a wild animal, meaning a deer, that he basically set up its dwelling place in this pardes, tricha zimun. It would need zimun, right? For the tipo drawer and also a tipo drawer. Sorry. Oh, so this is a tipo drawer over here. It's different. It was actually a mukon one, but over here you have to put a sign on it. Tricha likshub kanafel. You have to tie something around its wings to indicate, right? So you shouldn't get mixed up with it and its mother, because apparently the tipa drawer, right, was like a small bird, and they look somewhat similar to the mother. And if the young one is basically was designated, you have to put a mark on it, so you shouldn't take his mother accidentally, Vazu Eidos Shehidu Mipis Shemaiv Avtalion. And this was a testimony that they said in the name of Shemaiv Avtalion. Yeah, Tiyuvta. So we see it's Tiyuvta over here. We see over here that Chaya Shekinada, right, Bapardes, that it does need Zimun over here with the Seira. So if a person has a deer that was born in his orchard, then he should not take it on Yom Tov. Ah, is that true? Umi by Zimun. Does it need Zimun, Vatanya? We're going to have a Bryce that says it seems to say the opposite now. Okay, so Amar Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Moidin Beishamai agree. Beis Hillel to Beis Hillel, or no, they both agree actually. The Chiddush is over because Beis Hillel over here, right? This is back to the first Perek. As Al Shehazminam B'Tochakan, if you did Hazmana to your doves, back to the dove houses, right? That you prepared them inside the can, and Motzel Lifnei can, and you found them in front of it, Shasurim. So Rashi says the case, a bit of Chazara to Perek Rishon, says the case is where you actually had two, one you prepared and one you didn't prepare, and then you found in front, on the front deck, of the ones by you that you did prepare, and the other ones are gone. So we're worried that it may be not Mukham. The Medvarim, when is it a problem that basically you need to do to be making them? Yeah, but Yoni Shoivach, right? Makes sense, yeah. But Yoni Aliyah, also the doves of the orchard, or not the orchard, the Aliyah, the attic. Yeah, the Tziporim, and this is Tziporim, not Chaya over here. This is right that birds Shekinenu that they set up the nest, but Tefichim, which we saw this earlier, actually, right in these like little receptacles, Ubabira, in the walls of a building. Yeah, Aval. However, here we go, Avozim, but the geese, the Tarnagoilim, and also the chickens, the Yoni Hadasio, so these Herdian Yonas, yeah. Here we go, and this is the point. Vachaya Shekinaba Pardes, right, and like there's a deer that set up its way to give birth over there in the Pardes, is Mutorin. The Ein Tzrichin Zimon. You don't need Zimon. So you got a Bryce over here that says over here the very same case doesn't need Zimon. So this has basically got a contradiction in Bryce's over here. Okay.
What about the original Mav Mishnah in a Perek, which is you can just take a chav from a paper, does he need Zimon? Right?
Good point. But I suppose that's your
in your Pardes.
Yeah.
No?
What's that?
Pardes.
Yeah, but Pardes is more for other things as well. Though. But this is an you know, specially designed animal enclosure, right? Okay, but tzipor drawer. Now a tzipor drawer, tzurich likshor b'kanafeho. Right, we said this before. Right, you need to tie kadesh lo tislachev. But ima, so you shouldn't get mixed up with it and its mother. Now the mukushorin. Right, now ones that you tied, the munotin, and the ones that you shook. And this is a very interesting Rashi for Gil over here. Look at this Rashi. Vahamu not in, right? Me'esmol, the Shem Zimun. Vahu Makiron, he recognizes his birds over here. Spooky like Rashi. Yeah. The boy Royce, yeah, if it's in a pit, Ubabatim, or in a house, Ubasikh, another kind of pit, Ubamaros in caves, Mutarim, they're also Mutar because you prepared them beforehand, right? So make sense.
Hello.
Okay, I think we're gonna just take a quick break here and stop.